Farmers, a five-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
Coming up in today's program, thousands of breadfruit trees to be planted in schools across the island. Stay tuned to find out more. And later, our proverb of the day. I'm Vaughn Davis. Thanks for waking up with us.
Hey, George, is which pesticide we say I used the other day? More than something to get out them white flies out of my garden.
You know, so not really I use no pesticide again. I use some organic methods from the other day and them work good. Bring in some lizard to tackle the insect them with it that eat out my gungo peas. And I plant a whole heap of basil because it keep out the white fly them from the tomato them.
Organic method, they really work that good?
Yeah man, and the best thing is, me not have to worry about pesticides to harm the plant them or me again. From now on, pesticides would have to be a last resort.
A message from Consumers International Green Fund Project in association with the Consumer Affairs Commission and the National Consumers League of Jamaica.
As part of efforts to aid reforestation and to improve the country's school feeding program, thousands of breadfruit trees will be planted in schools across the island. The project, titled Trees That Feed in Schools, was launched last Friday with the planting of trees at the Ocherias High School and will see approximately 5,000 breadfruit plants being distributed over the next 6 months to various schools island-wide. Speaking on behalf of the Education Minister, Reverend Ronald Thwaites, Custis of St. Anne, Norma Walters, hailed the project, stating that it provides a good example of sustainable development.
Planting trees is healthy for the environment and it's a positive contribution to future generations. In addition, the planting of breadfruit trees in particular has the benefit of increasing food supply for the Jamaican population while promoting national food security.
The Education Minister says the launch of the project is very timely as it coincides with the ministry's revamped school feeding program and its mandate to increase school attendance and enrollment through better nutrition. Regional Director at the Ministry of Education, Region 3, Maxine Headlam, says to date, some 60 schools in St. Anne have been presented with breadfruit plants, and the other schools in the parish will receive plants by the end of the year.
I love this project because it's a vision that will outlast even the persons who thought of it, initiated it. For us, it means a food supply for our students' school feeding program can be had in a sustained way.
Ms. Headlam says persons from the community also stand to benefit from the project, as the schools alone will not be able to absorb all the produce from the trees planted. The Trees That Feed in Schools program is a collaborative effort of the Ministries of Education and Agriculture and Fisheries. Trees That Feed Foundation, Rotary Club of St. Catherine South in Ontario, Canada, and the Rotary Club of Ocherias East.
Restore the peace, restore the love, restore the license, restore the justice.
Come out! Sometimes we live too bad with me one another. We don't care if we actions hurt each other. Table turn, we talk retaliation. We forget we come from one nation. A better Jamaica.
Restore the peace, restore the love, restore the license, restore the justice.
The world turn the one to one, the other one down to you. Unity in the community, more love, less hate, stop retaliate. Let's strive, more life, no gun, no knife. Would have been a life, was nice.
Restore the peace, restore the love, restore the niceness, restorative justice.
Respect each other.
A program of the Ministry of Justice funded through CSJP.
And now for our proverb of the day. Our proverb for this morning is, silent river run deep. Translation, a silent river runs deep. This means quiet people are not necessarily quiet. There is often a lot more to them than meets the eye. That's it for today's edition of Calling Farmers. We invite you to join us again next time. Also, remember to keep up with us by visiting our website at gis.gov.jm or on Facebook. I'm Vaughn Davis with studio engineer Joel Samuels, wishing for you a productive day.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.